Coast 104.5 and Up and Adam in the morning. My name is Adam Montiel. In the studio, justiceforthomas.com was brought to my attention. I saw somebody had posted something on Instagram. I clicked more. I read more. I mean, I encourage you to check out justiceforthomas.com. And it had a lot of ringings of the almost like the mistakes being made, an investigation, and everything going on with the Kristen Smart, you know, case. It definitely just kind of, you know, our ears are up and we're like, well, what's this about? This case is about the young man that fell from the downtown parking garage a couple years ago. We have his mom and dad in studio, William and Mary Jane Jodry. When did this, and guys, thanks for being up at Adam in the morning.
Thank you very much for having us here. We appreciate it.
And I'm looking forward to learning about Thomas and, you know, the kind of call to action that we need to do to get more on this case. But, Dad, let me ask you, give me so maybe for someone who hasn't heard this, the lowdown on kind of what went down before he fell and met that unspeakable tragedy.
Well, our son was 21 years old. He was a young guy kind of finding his way in the world and really focusing on his cactus business and expanding it and also his art talents. He had met this man from Atascadero. His name's David Allen Knight. And this guy came and bought some succulents from him. And as Tommy usually does, he engaged him in conversation. And they found they had a common interest in art, so it seemed. This conversation then became more of a texting each other, with Knight texting him pictures of artwork he owned. And then saying to Thomas he'd be able to help him market his art, that he had connections and know-how and things like that. The next thing you know, they made plans to go to Cal Poly to look at artwork. And which never really happened, but they found themselves downtown on September 14th, 2019. They left the house at 2 p.m. By 8 p.m., they're downtown San Luis Obispo at the Frog and Peach, where Knight proceeded to buy him numerous alcoholic drinks to the point where Tommy's blood alcohol level when he died was 0.38. Okay. So that, you know, that should never have happened. I mean, Thomas should have been home hours before. Things didn't really seem to be clicking towards their end at the time in the bar from what we can see in the video from the bar.
So so he was at the bar right before all this happened.
Right before all this happened. Oh. He died within a half hour of leaving that bar. And,
so it was, somehow he went from Frog and Peach, which is, you know, kind of like a little Z or L, you know, you go down Choro and then you're at the Choro thing. So he, you know, maybe a block or so he has walked or
staggered.
Yeah, right. Fell. And then it gets into the parking structure. The next thing you know, he's fallen. Did he fall from the top? Where did he fall from?
It appears that he fell from the third floor. We're pretty confident he fell from the third floor right around the corner from the elevator.
Oh, so sorry.
Looking down on Choro. It was terrible.
So what do we know from that day? Were there witnesses? I mean, is it on camera? I mean, there's a lot going on there, right?
We do have a lot of witnesses, and what we know of from that day, our son actually had a tracking device on his phone that it was like an app that he had called the Google Timeline, and it would show all the different places that they went for the day.
Yeah.
And he asked his dad to watch the cactus stand because he had advertised a sale for the day, and he said he was going to be gone for a couple hours, and then he'd be back. And this couple of hours ended up being forever, but actually, over the next, let's say, 9 hours, this all occurred. And so Tommy was taken kind of on a wild goose chase. They went to what Thomas thought they were going to go do, which was to see the architectural graveyard at Cal Poly, and then he took them all over the place. They couldn't get into Cal Poly because people were moving into their dorms. There was a lot of traffic, so they left. And he took them out to lunch, bought them a beer, then took them to Montana de Oro. And then after that, he took him back to San Luis, and then they eventually ended up in the Frog and Peach. And yes, we do have a lot of witnesses that have come forward, and we also have the video from the Frog and Peach. So we do have
a lot of information. Can people watch this stuff online?
They can't watch the Frog and Peach video, but we have posted pictures from the Frog and Peach because we are looking for some of those witnesses, and we have also posted pictures from the
Are you allowed to post the video? Why not post
Yes,
it?
We are.
Is there a downside to it?
No, there's no downside to it at all.
Like, just get
yeah,
it
we're looking for witnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not posting anything that isn't public
information. Right,
know,
of course, right.
So we have subpoenaed this information.
You want people who maybe were there as he fell, right after. What did you see? How long did you stand around?
They were there watching over our son. They were concerned. You know, people who
have you identified any of those people?
We have identified a couple.
But you need more.
Yes, we would like to identify everybody because everybody has a different piece of this puzzle.
So you can actually go to justiceforthomas.com and you have this laid out and you can actually see pictures of people like, hey, we'd love to chat with this guy. This guy may know something. So someone can go like, hey, oh, that's Rodney. I know him. Hey, Rodney, you're on this website.
Exactly.
Okay, so you got to go to justiceforthomas.com.
And what we have found is everybody's little tidbit actually has added up to a big, large thing. You know, it's like a piece of a puzzle.
Yeah. So, when we come back, I want to ask you both about that. And you know, what can we do? And what are you guys hoping to get out of, obviously, justiceforthomas.com? It's Coast 104.5. It's Up and Adam in the Morning. My name is Adam Montiel. In studio, we have Mary Jane and William Jodry. They are the mom and dad of Thomas Jodry, who fell from the downtown parking structure September 2019.
September 14th.
Yeah. And the story just, it just brings up a whole lot of more questions than answers. It's mysterious. It's what happened. I mean, when you think about it, and, you know, I know we don't even have the time here to go over all of the papers and people you've talked to and everything. What do you think happened in the moments right before? I mean, what do you suspect happened?
Well, Thomas was so highly intoxicated at a 0.38 alcohol level. He was seen twice falling between the Frog and Peach and the parking structure. One time he became unconscious on the street, in the street on Higuera. Somebody did call 911.
What happened? Did they come to the...
You know, one of the things that was asked to the person making that phone call was whether Tommy looked like he was a transient or not.
Why was that important?
It wasn't.
Well, it puts that in that person's head that is somebody who's transient. What difference does it make?
Right,
is their life not as important, or you're not going to send somebody as quickly? And by the time a police car did maybe make it to the neighborhood, Tommy had regained and was gone.
Yeah.
And the police officer didn't get out of his car and talk to anybody. He kind of just drove around and
looked
and then drove off.
Oh, man.
I mean, this was...
So then he probably makes his way to the garage, mm-hmm. and then at some point, he walks up those stairs. I mean, is there cameras in the elevator?
No cameras anywhere except where you pay.
I was going to say, yeah, I feel like I've seen cameras only where you pay.
And he was seen falling another time over by Starbucks, and as he got up, he called out for help. He called out, help, someone's following me.
So it's perfectly logical to assume that he says somebody's following me. He fell from this...
high level of intoxication.
Well, people saw David Knight with him.
So that's what you have
we
big
know.
Concerns about.
Yeah, he was following Tommy.
And we can see the cell phone.
Yeah. And
you monitor where the cell phone is.
One witness said that every time that he touched Tommy or he put the hat on his head, that Thomas was very upset. And
so there was something going on.
There was definitely something going on.
And he was obviously very intoxicated. So justice for Thomas, if you go there, you could see... you got it kind of like laid out like a blog. You can read the story, but then part of it is like you have a lot of pictures of people. It's like, hey, you know this gal, you know this guy. I think that they may know a little bit, and these people might not even know you're looking for them.
That's it exactly. I think these people don't know. I think that the news today is in little increments in different places. So that's why we're here today, because we haven't been on your forum, and we think we might be able to reach out to some of these people that haven't seen it anywhere else.
Yeah. September 14th, 2019, out and about, what do you say, 9 p.m.-ish? Or
yes, about around 9 p.m.-ish.
Yeah.
And it was the week of welcome, so, you know, it was Wow Week. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
The big movie that was in the movie theater was The Hustler, and one of our witnesses had just gotten out of that movie, and there were a lot of people getting out of the movie at exactly the time they saw Thomas in the
park. Did anyone see it happen? Did anyone see him, unfortunately, fall?
You know, we have some depositions that are coming up, and we do know a lot more. I know it. You all would like to just know every little thing that we know, but there are things that we have to keep out.
No, sure.
I mean, because our lawyer is asking us to. And
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we just talked to the folks from Chris Lambert was on the show, you know, talking about the Chris and Smart Investigation. So I get it. There's sometimes things you know.
And Chris helped us a little bit with
some things.
He set up the website, in fact.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, he just helped us a little bit. He's pretty
busy
with the Kristen Smart case, and he's such a wonderful young man. He really is.
Well, I hope folks go to justiceforthomas.com. It's the website. You can look, see where you're at, share it with some friends. Coast 104.5, it is Up and Adam in the Morning. Adam Montiel in studio. We got William and Mary Jane Jodry. JusticeForThomas.com is the website. I just encourage you, you got to go check it out. Read up on this story. It's a mystery, but then again, there's a lot of things that we know that just don't look right, right? They just don't look right. So really, if we could have people to kind of sign off on, hey, yeah, I was there, I saw this, anytime through the night before 9 p.m. when he fell from the structure, if we could piece, if you know anything, that's really what we're looking for, and that's what the website's for, right, guys?
Yes, absolutely.
Additionally, I have to say, you know, what was the motivation of taking Tommy to a bar and feeding him so much alcohol that his blood alcohol level was to the point of alcohol poisoning? There's other people that may have had a bad experience that we would like to hear from as well, because it sets up a pattern of behavior. So we're asking for a lot here, I know, but our son Thomas, had he not gone out that day with the expectation that somebody was going to help him with his art career, he would still be alive today. He was looking towards his future. He was a happy young man making those young men changes in his life. And so I think that's an important point we have to make.
I just want to add, just like you guys think that there's a big mystery here, we have not published any names of any of the victims. So those have been kept private, and we never will. I think that in these cases, I think that's a very important thing to know. But everybody's addition to this is a very important element of this case. Because we really do not want to see this ever happen again. Not only are we seeking justice for our son, we are going through a civil case. That's what the Smart family had to do for many, many years. So this is kind of a thing that a lot of, when the parents have to do the investigation, that happens. But we are not seeking, you know, we didn't go into this for big bucks. We're doing this for the loss of our son, the loss of love, you know, the loss of everything that he would have achieved in his lifetime.
And to protect other young men. And we all have to watch out for each other and watch out for the young men as well as the young women of this county. And we have to be aware of the fact that everybody's life counts, no matter who you are. Anybody you run across in town, I don't care what their background and who they are, we're all important, and we all need to watch out for each other and care about each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
And maybe it's somebody maybe watched a little closer and stayed with Thomas. Maybe he'd be alive today, you know, but things happen and we understand that. But all of us need to just, when you see something that doesn't look right, you need to step up and speak up for people.
Right. Justice for
Thomas. If something doesn't look right, it's not right.
Yeah, you know, often you're
right. It really isn't.
Right, something's up. Yeah, something's up.
You see somebody running around downtown bloody, there's a reason for that, and it's not right. You know, that's not a normal situation. And if Thomas had been a young woman, the same age, 21 years old, with blood all over and saying, help me, someone's after me, this would have had a whole different. And we need to help whoever is calling for help.
Yeah. Wow. It's go to justiceforthomas.com. Check out the whole scenario. The whole story is there. And then there's pictures. Maybe you know someone who was here. Maybe you have friends from out of town. Share this. And let's see if we can't find it. Justice for Thomas, Mary Jane, and William Jodry. Thank you both for your time, your conversation. My hearts go out to you. I definitely want you to find all the answers that you're looking for. And I definitely want to see justice for Thomas. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you for your kindness.
We really appreciate it. This isn't easy, but it's necessary. Thank you.
Up and Adam in the morning.